This is Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International, a non-denominational end times ministry dedicated to fulfilling a divine commission to trumpet forth warnings from God concerning the imminent second coming of Christ and the impending judgment of God upon the ungodly. God has sent Dr. Hansen to many nations of the world with a solemn warning to the political and religious leaders and citizenry to repent of their sinfulness and wickedness or face the catastrophic judgments that will soon be unleashed upon the unbelieving world. Listen now to the warnings of our compassionate and merciful Creator conveyed through His faithful prophetic spokesman, the host of Warning Radio, Dr. Jonathan Hansen.
This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen, and I want to welcome you to the radio program Warning. Today you're going to hear a message that I spoke in Bogota, Colombia. I'm the International Overseer for Philippus International, Apostle David Bohorquez. I was involved in a four-day conference from March the 14th through the 17th. This message was March the 15th. And after I spoke, we had a tremendous move of God. All through the house, people were touched by the Holy Ghost, being healed, falling over, direct words of knowledge, speaking specifically to individuals. You would have to be there to believe it. Now let's go to that service right now. You know, this is what the Holy Spirit is all about.
Bueno, de eso es lo que se trata el Espíritu Santo.
Sometimes people try to do a conference on the Holy Spirit or revival.
A veces la gente va a estas conferencias sobre Espíritu Santo, sobre avivamiento.
And then they don't let the Spirit move.
Y no dejan que el mismo Espíritu sea el que se mueva.
Now my wife has taken my time.
Y pues bueno, mi esposa coge un poco de mi tiempo.
And so I have 15 minutes.
Pero bueno, me quedan 15 minutos. 15.
Because your lunch is ready.
Porque ya está el almuerzo.
Now listen carefully.
Ahora, escuche con cuidado.
Last night I spoke on Moloch ruling the world and ruling Bogotá.
Anoche yo hablé sobre Moloch reinando sobre el mundo y sobre Bogotá.
Today I was going to speak.
Hoy yo iba a hablar originalmente.
If the foundations are destroyed.
Si las fundaciones, si los cimientos son destruidos.
Tonight.
Esta noche.
I'm going to speak.
Voy a hablar.
We are called to battle.
De cómo somos llamados a la batalla.
We are called to warfare.
Somos llamados a la guerra.
We are called to wrestle.
Somos llamados a pelear.
We are called to fight.
Llamados a luchar.
But most of all,
pero mayor que eso,
we are called to win.
Somos llamados a ganar.
Can you say amen?
Voy a decir amén.
We are called to win.
Somos llamados a ganar.
We are called to win.
Somos llamados a ganar.
Oh, aleluya.
Aleluya.
We are called to win.
Fuimos llamados a ganar.
To stop the spirit of Antichrist taking over Bogotá.
A parar y lanzar afuera de Bogotá el espíritu.
The church is called to win.
Porque la verdad es que somos llamados a ganar.
Tomorrow I'm going to speak on how to move mountains.
También les voy a hablar sobre cómo mover montañas.
Using our nuclear weapons.
Usando nuestras armas nucleares.
Sunday, who is the Holy Spirit?
Para que el diablo se entere quién es el Espíritu Santo.
And then we'll close it off Sunday night.
Y luego el domingo.
With a daily anointing.
Voy a repartir unción.
And an outpouring of fire.
Y vamos a encender juntos un fuego.
You know, we really got started early last night.
Y bueno, empecé esto desde anoche.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Y no se supone que iba a ocurrir.
On the agenda.
En nuestra agenda, al menos.
But fire went through this building and people were all over touched.
Pero cuando el fuego se extiende, dejemos de dejar que las personas sean tocadas.
Can you say amen?
¿Puedes decir amén?
We talked about releasing the anointing.
Hablamos sobre desatar la unción.
We talk about being in the constant presence of God.
Hablamos sobre estar bajo la constante presencia de Dios.
That's what Dario is saying. Flaming the fire, a constant walk with the Holy Spirit.
Eso es lo que nos decía mi esposa, avivar constantemente la llama del fuego, el don del Espíritu Santo.
That's what Apostle Francisco said.
Eso es también lo que el apóstol Francisco nos decía.
Walking in the kingdom.
Caminar en el reino.
Moving in the kingdom.
Moverse al reino.
We are kingdom people.
Somos personas.
We're not supposed to be ordinary people.
Again.
We are not supposed to be ordinary.
No se supone que debemos ser personas ordinarias, somos diferentes.
But if you deny the importance of the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
pero si negamos los dones y el bautismo en el don del Espíritu Santo,
then you are ordinary.
Entonces somos solo personas ordinarias.
You are a failure to represent Jesus Christ.
Somos un fallo al representar a Jesucristo.
Can you say that?
Puede decir amén.
You cannot represent Jesus Christ.
Usted no puede representar a Jesucristo.
Jesus told his disciples.
Porque Dios les dijo a sus discípulos.
Don't try to represent me.
Jesús les dijo, no intente representarme.
Until you carry.
Hasta que reciban.
And receive my fire.
Reciban mi fuego.
Receive my power.
Reciban mi poder.
Receive my glory.
Reciban mi gloria.
Receive my gifts.
Reciban mi
poder. Receive my power.
Mi poder.
Until you can represent me.
Hasta que represente.
And you bring transformation everywhere you go.
Medio de transformación y la pueden llevar a donde quiera que vaya.
We're going to see transformation in Bogotá.
Necesitamos transformación en Bogotá, en Colombia.
Can you say it now?
¿Puedes decir amén?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If I had time, I would have spoken on if the foundations are destroyed.
Como les dije, si tuviera tiempo, les hablaría sobre qué pasa si los cimientos son destruidos.
The foundations are being destroyed all over the world.
Porque sabemos que alrededor del mundo los cimientos están siendo destruidos.
They're being destroyed in Bogotá.
Han sido destruidos también en Bogotá.
Psalm 11:3.
En Salmos 11:3.
If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Si los cimientos son destruidos, ¿qué puede hacer el justo?
Example, the family.
Por ejemplo, la familia.
Everything has rested on the family.
Todo lo que vemos está basado en la familia, está basado, impuesto por Dios.
Our institutions,
son instituciones.
Our government,
nuestro gobierno.
Our way of life,
nuestra manera de vivir.
Established by God,
fue establecida.
In Genesis 2:24.
Again. En Génesis 2:24.
In Genesis 3:16-20.
Y también en Génesis 3 del 16 al 20.
But forces are undermining our foundation.
Pero estas fuerzas están intentando cambiar
el fundamento.
Están haciendo que se quebrante.
Jesus blessed Peter.
Jesús bendijo a Pedro.
Because Peter had divine inspiration.
Porque Pedro tenía inspiración divina.
I say unto you. I say unto you.
Y yo les digo.
You are Peter.
Y yo te digo, tú eres Pedro.
Upon this rock.
Y sobre esta roca.
I will build my church.
Levantaré mi iglesia.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Y las puertas del cielo, del infierno, no prevalecerán.
Matthew 16:18.
Mateo 16:18.
The rock.
La roca,
the very foundation,
la fundación,
upon which the Lord's church,
sobre la que la iglesia del Señor,
all of Christianity rests,
sobre la que se encierne todo el cristianismo,
is the truth of the great confession,
es la verdad de la gran confesión,
that Peter made,
que Pedro hizo,
the foundation,
la fundación,
Jesus Christ,
que dice Jesús,
the Son of the living God,
el Hijo del Dios vivo,
you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords,
el Rey y el Señor de señores.
That is what Christianity is built on.
Eso es de lo que se trata la cristiandad.
Through evil legislation. Evil legislation.
Las legislaciones malvadas.
Evil governments.
Los gobiernos malvados.
They're attacking our foundation.
Están atacando nuestro.
They're attacking our God.
Están atacando nuestro.
They're attacking the family.
Están atacando la familia.
They're attacking our morality.
Están atacando la moralidad.
They're pushing sodomy.
Están
homosexuality.
La homosexualidad.
Abortion.
El aborto.
Same-sex marriage.
Matrimonio.
They are attacking the foundation that Jesus established.
Los cimientos establecidos por Jesús.
The whole system of government is highly corrupt.
Nuestro sistema de gobierno actual es corrupto.
Corrupt officials, corrupt political leaders.
Corrupto desde el fondo hasta los líderes.
Corruption and bribery, scandals rocket everywhere.
Corrupción, soborno, escándalos están por todo lado.
Habacuc
1:4.
Therefore the law is slack.
Por tanto la ley ha sido quebrantada.
Judgment goes nowhere.
Y no hay juicio para nadie.
For the wicked does compass the righteous.
Los débiles están compareciendo ante los.
Therefore the wrong judgment proceeds.
Y por eso se llevan a cabo juicios malos.
Our foundation is being cracked and eroded.
Nuestros cimientos han sido quebrantados.
Our foundation is being destroyed.
Nuestros cimientos han sido destruidos.
Through evil governments.
En nuestros gobiernos.
Because the righteous has been put righteous people into office.
Porque no hay gente justa en las
the church has failed the great commission to make disciples and put the righteous into office.
La iglesia ha fallado en discipular personas que lleguen a los puestos de mando.
If we don't put the righteous in, evil will in.
Porque si no ponemos a los justos,
if evil will rule, you are persecuted.
El diablo reina, y si el diablo
Jesus
reina,
is attacked.
Ustedes son perseguidos.
Our foundation is destroyed.
De Jesús,
because the church has failed.
Porque la iglesia ha fallado.
Can you say amen?
¿Puedes decir amén?
It's time the church arises.
Es tiempo que la iglesia se levanta.
We must take back the foundation.
Debemos recuperar nuestros cimientos.
Oh, aleluya.
Aleluya.
Corruption in the church.
Corrupción en la iglesia.
In Uganda.
En Uganda.
The assemblies of God.
Los sirvientes de Dios.
Years ago.
Hace años.
I was sitting on their executive committee.
Yo estaba sentado en una reunión del comité ejecutivo.
And the Spirit of God came upon me.
Y el Espíritu Santo vino sobre mí.
And I looked at the general superintendent.
Y yo miré ahí el superintendente a los ojos.
I said, sir, you're guilty of adultery. Sir, you're guilty of adultery.
Señor, usted es culpable de adulterio.
You're guilty of theft.
Usted es culpable de robo.
And if you don't repent right now,
y si no se arrepiente ahora mismo,
a spirit of suicide is going to grip you.
Un espíritu de suicidio va a venir sobre usted.
You're going to kill yourself.
Y usted se va a matar a sí mismo.
He screamed demonically. Screamed demonically.
Él en ese momento gritó de manera demoníaca.
He pulled out three bottles of poison.
Sacó tres botellas de veneno.
He confessed.
Y confesó.
Committing adultery with two prostitutes in Kampala.
Que cometió adulterio con dos prostitutas en Kampala.
Stealing $15,000 that was supposed to build a church, he used it personally.
Y el robo de $15,000 que estaban destinados a construir la iglesia y él tomó para sí mismo.
The church has failed.
La iglesia ha fallado.
The foundation is cracked.
Nuestros cimientos han sido quebrantados.
You saw yesterday, last night, how I meet with governments all over the world.
Como les dije la noche anterior, yo me he reunido con líderes alrededor del mundo.
Adalia talked about fasting.
Adalia también nos habló sobre ayuno.
I had to fast 42 days, no food.
Yo tuve que ayunar durante 42 días, sin comida.
To go into Rwanda and Burundi.
Para poder ir allá a Ruanda.
In Rwanda, they had killed 1.3 million people in 3 to 6 months.
En Ruanda, durante 6 meses, habían matado más de 1.3 millones de personas.
I live a constant presence in the presence of God. I live there daily.
Yo vivo en una constante presencia en frente del Señor. Yo vivo ahí diariamente.
In 85, God asked me to spend 5 hours a day with Him.
Dios en el 85 me pidió que pasara mínimo 5 horas al día.
Inhaling the word of God.
Inhalando la palabra de Dios.
Which is the inspiration.
La cual es
of the Holy Spirit documented in written form.
Inspirada por el Espíritu Santo, documentada en la Biblia.
But I was afraid to go into Rwanda.
Pero yo tenía miedo de ir a Ruanda.
They killed a million people in Burundi.
Porque estaban matando millones de personas en Burundi también.
And so I did what the Bible said, what faith does, fast.
Pero yo hice lo que la Biblia nos dice, ayuno, oración.
And as I fasted and prayed,
y mientras yo ayunaba y oraba,
the Spirit from God Himself,
el Espíritu de Dios mismo,
continued to fill my mortal body,
estaba llenando todo mi cuerpo,
until it was no longer I,
hasta que ya no era yo,
but God in me,
sino Dios en
who's
mí,
afraid of nothing.
¿Y ahí hay una falla? No, ni ninguna.
Can you say amen?
¿Puedes decir amén?
The third person of the Trinity,
la tercera persona de la Trinidad,
becoming strong.
Nos fortalece.
Because I fasted 42 days.
Porque yo ayuné 42
días. Laid at his feet.
Y yo fui hasta
tarried.
Fui a esa reunión.
And then I went into that country.
Fui a Ruanda.
I won't tell you for time's sake, Rwanda, what happened.
No le voy a decir exactamente qué pasó en Ruanda.
You want to hear Rwanda?
O tal vez quieren escuchar.
Do you want to hear about Rwanda? Yes? Come back tonight.
Entonces regrese esta noche.
But
But I'll close with this. When I went to Burundi,
pero me gustaría dejarlos con esto. Cuando yo fui a Burundi,
I had to go through the jungles because the fighting closed down the airport.
Yo tuve que ir por medio de la jungla porque los terroristas habían cerrado el aeropuerto.
Public bus. Again, I went on a public bus.
Fui en un bus público.
It was ambushed.
Que fue emboscado.
They were going to kill everybody.
Y nos iban a matar a todos.
People were screaming.
La gente estaba gritando.
Last night I said nobody can touch me unless God allows it.
Anoche yo les dije nadie puede tocarme porque estoy con.
I had a word for the president.
Yo tengo una palabra para.
I had a word for the government.
Yo tengo una palabra para el gobierno.
I was supposed to be in the parliament.
Yo debo estar en el parlamento.
And before they could kill us.
Y antes de que nos mataran.
Angels appeared.
Ángeles de Dios.
They were afraid.
Vinieron.
They did not attack.
Y no los dejaron atacar.
3 hours later, they cut down the ambush trees, and I made it to vote the parliament.
3 horas después terminamos saliendo de la jungla y pude ir al parlamento.
Aleluya. The Burundi ambassador to the United Nations said, Reverend Hansen.
Y el embajador de Burundi allá me dijo, Reverendo Hansen.
You must be a man of God. You should have been killed in our jungles.
Tú debes ser un hombre de Dios, o si no te hubieran matado en la jungla.
When I was in the parliament,
cuando yo estaba en el parlamento,
I gave the word.
Yo di una palabra.
45 minutes sharing what God told me about Burundi.
45 minutos compartiendo con lo que Dios había dicho para Burundi.
I told you how I do it.
Yo les dije cómo.
I laid hands on myself.
Yo me impuse manos.
Father God,
le decía Padre Dios,
let you not be ashamed.
Haz que no tenga pena.
Let me share what you tell me to share.
Déjame compartir lo que me dices que comparta.
Let me not worry about their faces.
Y no dejes que me preocupe por las caras que están haciendo. Y cuando yo salga,
let I know that you have been pleased that I was your ambassador and I spoke to this nation.
Hazme saber que estás, que te resultó agradable porque fui tu embajador en este lugar.
When I gave 45 minutes of what God was saying to Burundi,
cuando yo estuve ya compartiendo durante 45 minutos,
then God started to use me in a word of knowledge.
Dios empezó también a usarme para compartir palabra de conocimiento.
Like was happening last night.
Así como estaba también anoche.
Here's members of parliament.
Aquí tenemos miembros del parlamento.
Sir, you shot a man in the head, you killed him.
Y yo le dije a ese señor, señor, usted le disparó en la cabeza a un hombre y lo mató.
You took a knife and cut a man's throat. You killed him.
Usted sacó un cuchillo y le cortó la garganta a una persona.
God exposed 5 members of parliament guilty of murder.
Dios expuso a 5 miembros del gobierno culpables de asesinato.
I would never share that if I wasn't filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yo no hubiera podido compartir eso si no estuviera lleno del bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
If I wasn't constantly filled with the baptism every day.
Si no hubiera sido constantemente lleno con el bautismo día tras día.
If I had not fasted 42 days.
Si no hubiera ayunado 42 días.
And I said, there's mercy right now.
Y yo les dije,
there's grace right now.
Hay gracia ahora mismo, hay misericordia.
God is telling you.
Dios les está diciendo.
If you stand up and confess of murder.
Si ustedes se paran de ahí y confiesan lo que han hecho.
He'll forgive you.
Dios los va a perdonar.
But if not.
Pero si no.
I'm leaving tomorrow to see your president.
Me voy mañana a ver su presidente.
The next day I'm with the president in Rwanda.
Y el siguiente día yo estaba con el presidente en Ruanda.
But I'm telling you and I'm warning you.
Pero yo les estoy advirtiendo.
If you don't stand and confess right now,
si ahora mismo no se paran y confiesan lo que han hecho.
For every week I leave.
Por cada semana que yo viva.
One of you members of parliament, you will die.
Uno de ustedes, cada uno de ustedes va a morir.
And you know God sent a real prophet to Burundi.
Por lo que les puedo decir que Dios mandó un verdadero profeta a Burundi.
5 members of parliament stood up and confessed of murder.
5 miembros del parlamento se pararon de ahí y confesaron su asesinato.
Can you say amen?
¿Puedes decir amén?
Can you say that?
¿Puedes decir amén?
We need fire.
Necesitamos fuego.
We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Necesitamos el bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
We need to get into the stadiums in Bogotá.
Necesitamos
el fuego. All of Cali.
Y en todo
Colombia. Colombia.
En Colombia.
We need the fire of God to come down again.
Necesitamos el fuego de los descendientes.
Come on, say amen.
Por eso tengo que decir amén.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Aleluya.
The church has got to save Colombia.
La iglesia tiene que salvar
Colombia.
El fuego.
There's got to be another great awakening.
Tiene que haber otro nuevo gran despertar.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre.
Came from the fire.
Los dejo con el fuego.
Aleluya.
Okay.
No sé. Levanta tus manos.
Lift up your hands.
Yo me sujeto.
Yo me sujeto.
He's under his cover.
El apóstol Pedro que ministra fuego.
He asked me to minister fire.
Realmente quería estar quieto.
I wanted to hold still.
Y recibir.
And just receive.
Pero yo me sujeto.
But I am under your cover.
Yo me sujeto. Levanta tus manos.
Lift up your hands.
Yo no voy a hacer nada.
I won't do anything.
Yo solo voy a contar hasta tres.
I'll only count to three.
Pero no voy a pedir algo.
But I will ask you something.
Tenga hambre.
Be hungry.
El fuego.
For the fire.
Él solo lo va a tocar a usted.
He's only going to touch.
Si lo toma en lenguas, no tenga miedo.
His tongues, don't be afraid.
Si lo toma en danzas, no tenga miedo.
If it's dancing, don't be afraid.
Si empiezas a tener visiones de Dios y llorar, no tengas miedo.
If you have visions and cry, don't be afraid.
Hemos vuelto nuestro corazón.
We've turned our heart.
Muy duro para mover el espíritu.
Like a stone for let the spirit move.
Pero solo el fuego puede hacer corazones de piedra volverse de carne.
But only through fire the stone is turned into flesh again.
Desde casa.
So us, from home.
Desde nuestras iglesias.
From our churches.
Trajemos ese fuego.
Bring this fire.
Nuestras iglesias arderán.
Our churches will burn.
Como es el pastor así son las ovejas.
Because we are a sheep nation.
Y yo veo aquí pastores de fuego.
And I see pastors of fire.
De sus iglesias llamas de fuego.
That will make from the churches.
Porque escrito está.
Blazing fires because
el
it's written.
Señor hace de sus ministros llamas de fuego.
That the Lord make of his ministers blazing fire.
Recibir.
Ready to receive.
Estamos listos para recibir.
Are you ready to receive?
Solo levanta tus manos.
Lift up your hands.
Vamos a adorar.
Let's pray.
Vamos a adorar.
Let's praise.
Una adoración, dame una adoración.
A praise.
Y vamos a contar hasta tres.
Oh, let's count to three.
Y vamos a dejar que el Señor traiga fuego.
Oh, let the Lord bring fire.
Dame un signo. Uno.
What we want to pray is that this network of churches will move with the fire of God and we will lead a great awakening.
Lo que queremos hacer es que ustedes se unan como una red, como iglesia, salgamos avivados de acá y podamos impactar todos los lugares que, con los que nos movemos.
This network will lead.
Esta red se va a ir.
A great awakening.
Y va a liderar un gran despertar.
And like Eagle Saving Nations.
Como mi organización también.
Eagle Saving Nations.
Eagle Saving Nations.
We will get into the stadiums.
Vamos a llenar estadios.
We will get into the stadiums.
Vamos a llevarlos ustedes.
And we will let Pentecost come out. Once again.
Y vamos a hacer que el Pentecostés descienda una vez más.
And we'll challenge the evil forces.
Y vamos a retar a las fuerzas malas.
We'll challenge Ahab.
Retar.
We'll challenge Jezebel.
Retar a Jezabel.
Can you say amen?
¿Puedes decir amén?
And we will cut off the head of Goliath.
Y vamos a quitarles el poder.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So pray. That this network will lead another great awakening.
Entonces, oremos para que esta red pueda llevar un nuevo despertar.
And we will get in the stadiums.
Y podamos llenar estadios.
I hope you've enjoyed this message. I can tell you that the power of God was extremely strong. Once again, it was in Bogota, Colombia, South America. As you can tell, I had an interpreter. His name was Angel Diaz. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to Colombia. I was there 5 years ago. I prophesied that if the church doesn't rise up at that time and stop the tyranny sweeping the nation, that they would have a communist president. And they've got one right now. This is the last chance for Colombia, the Christian in Colombia, to rise up and have another great awakening. I'm leading Eagle Saving Nations. My website, worldministries.org, worldministries.org. Click on it. Read what Eagle Saving Nations are all about and join it. In every nation, we're trying to get into the stadiums. Let Pentecost come down once again. The church has to rise up and be a mighty witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ and go forth and turn the nation around. In every nation, they're trying to topple the government. We're talking about the sovereignty of governments, of nations, and move us into a new world order, a one world government. Once again, my website, worldministries.org. That is worldministries.org. I need your help financially on my website, worldministries.org, or 360-629-5248, 360-629-5248. Once again, you could telephone 360-629-5248. We take all types of credit cards. You can pay by PayPal or Zelle. The reference for Zelle is warning@worldministries.org. That's warning@worldministries.org. Once again, if you want to pay by Zelle, warning@worldministries.org. Once again, we need to go back to Colombia, South America. Do what you can to help us, and may God richly bless you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made for television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.